Good afternoon. My name is Greg. I'm one of the elders here at IBC. And this afternoon we are grateful that God has made it possible for us as a church to take a truly historic step. In the next minutes, we will be commissioning our brother James Wentworth as pastor. Thank you, Tim, for setting the stage so adequately for this in your sermon. We will begin by listening to several scripture passages that underscore the solemnity and responsibility of the position that James is assuming today. Following this, James will be asked to take a series of ministerial vows. And then, you, as congregation, will be asked to respond in a series of questions that call for you to embrace and support James as your pastor. We will then proceed to install him in his new position through the laying on of hands and prayer, following biblical precedent. This will be concluded by extending to him the grace at the right hand of fellowship. Let's pray now, asking the Lord to guide us and fulfill us with his joy. Heavenly Father, what a beautiful, wonderful we have here today. How great it is to come before you now as one body and be able to celebrate the induction of James Wentworth as our new pastor. And we come before you and just want to ask you to please use these next couple of minutes as a strong foundation for everything you have planned in IBC Hamburg. That we will be able to start with him into a new season. And what we just heard in the sermon, we can just see how many wonderful opportunities we have, how privileged we are to be in a city like this in Hamburg, how great it is to be able to serve in your body. And just come now before you, and we'll lift James up. We want to ask you to support him and be there among us and help us to embrace him there we are too. Amen. Let us now listen to a few words of God.
The first scripture I will read is Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. The second scripture is 2 Timothy 1:6-10. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to be holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The next reading is 2 Timothy 2:14. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
And the next reading is from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 5 and 6. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The second passage is from 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 5. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
Against the backdrop of these very momentous verses, James, I challenge you to take with utmost seriousness this duty you are assuming today. I would like you to take a series of vows. I will read them aloud, and I would ask you to say, I do. Okay? This is before the Lord, our God, and before us as witnesses today. James, do you believe that the Old and New Testament scriptures are the Word of God and our only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you sincerely embrace the doctrinal statement of this church and its form of government and discipline?
I do.
Do you promise to submit to your brethren in the Lord?
I do.
Is your sole motivation for seeking and exercising the office of pastor your love for God and your sincere desire to further his glory in the gospel of his Son?
Yes, it is.
Do you promise to be zealous and faithful to maintain the truths of the gospel and the purity of and peace of the church, whatever opposition may arise?
I do.
Do you pledge yourself to be loyal and diligent in the exercise of all your duties as a Christian and as a minister of the gospel, whether personal or relational, private or public, and to endeavor by the grace of God to conduct yourself with an exemplary godliness before the flock of which God will make you overseer?
I do.
And finally, are you now willing to lead this church as you agreed to do when you accepted its calling? And do you promise to discharge the duties of pastor, trusting God to give you strength?
Yes, I am willing to lead God's church in his strength, and I do promise this.
Amen. Would you all stand, please? I have four questions for you as a congregation. I would ask you to answer, we do, okay? Do you, the members of this congregation, continue in your commitment to accept James Wentworth as your pastor? Do you promise to receive the word of truth from him with humility and love and to submit to him in the due exercise of discipline? Do you promise to encourage him in his labors and assist him in his efforts for your spiritual instruction and edification? Do you promise to meet both his material and spiritual needs for the honor of the gospel? Amen. You may be seated. I'll ask the deacons to come up, please, and also Mike for the trustees to come forward in representation of you as a congregation. Before we proceed to the actual commissioning, I'm going to ask Mike, one of our trustees, to read a series of passages. You want to step forward here, Mike? Mm-hmm.
First reading is from Acts 6, 5 to 6. And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip and Prochorus, and Nicanor and Timon, and Parmenius and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. The second reading is from Acts 13, 2-3. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. The third reading is from 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you.
Thank you. We are now going to proceed to set James apart for the sacred ministry of the word. We'll do this as elders. Would you please kneel here, James? I would ask you to come forward and let's lay our hands upon James. And we will each pray. Why don't you begin, my brother, okay?
Okay. Father God, we're grateful that in your sovereign desire, you set apart James for the ministry. Lord, thank you that nothing in his life has been wasted. The hurts and the pains, the wise and poor decisions, the journey that he's had in his relationship with Jesus Christ, his marriage and his family, the time that he's already been able to serve in the local church. Lord, all of these things you have taken, and by your grace, you have formed to bring him to this moment today. And Lord, as he's, I'm sure, excited, as he's also maybe a little scared, Lord, we know that you are the one, and he's already said that you will provide the strength for him to do this ministry. And so we just ask your blessing on him. We pray that you would protect him from the evil one. We pray that you would protect him from his own flesh. We pray that you would surround him with wise and godly counselors, that the church would support and encourage him, but also challenge him to be everything that you want him to be for your glory, Lord. And we just ask that his role as pastor in this church would bring tremendous blessing to this church and the families of this church, to his own family, and to this community, that many lives would be transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we just praise you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for James. Thank you for his faithfulness, for the years of preparation, the years of service, dedication. Thank you also, Father, for his wife, who is an integral part of this step today, Sandra. Father, right now I pray that you would give James a special anointing of your Holy Spirit to be able to carry out this ministry. He is yours, Father. Mm-hmm. And we pray that he would be encouraged by you, be lifted up, have vision for this church that comes from you. And Father, give him the deep persuasion, the conviction that indeed you are here, you are in him, you are working through him, you have chosen him for this ministry. So we dedicate him to you, dedicate him through you to this church. And we praise you for what you will do. He is your minister, he's our minister. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Heavenly Father, we come now before you and we just want to lift James up and ask you to bless him and strengthen him. And we as his friends, his family, the congregation, we know James. We have seen him for years, how he grew and how he became the man he is now, right now. And we just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for everything you have done in his life, in the life of his family. We just want to ask you to strengthen him and protect him. And that with everything that's going on in a city like Hamburg and society in general, that you would always help him to find his true identity, his true meaning in you. It's all about you and your glory. He will never just for an inch step off the path leading to you and will be protected by his congregation, by each and every one of us. I pray that we will have the strength and the desire to help him on this path, to support him with everything we can do, to enable him to serve you and to lead in a capacity that is honoring and reflecting your wonderful, holy generosity. Amen. Amen.
You can rise, James. I'm going to read.
And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. Brother James, we joyfully give you the right hand of fellowship as a sign of our acceptance of and confidence in you as a pastor for this God-ordained ministry. I now solemnly declare to all that James Wentworth has been legally elected, ordained, and installed as pastor of this congregation, according to the word of God and the constitution of our church, and as such is entitled to all support, encouragement, honor, and obedience in the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So then let's rejoice by singing a great hymn that James has chosen, and that sets the tone for our future as a church. Be thou my vision.
Amen.